And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Now, Jehoshaphat's God's man. He wants to know what the will of God is. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it to the hand of the king. Jehoshaphat, he wants to know the mind of the Lord, and he suspects that they're not getting it through these false prophets. He had a real spiritual discernment. And he asks now the question, Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? And Ahab now introduces the after-dinner speaker, and he introduces him in a most unusual way. He says, I hate him. Listen to this. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. You really don't mean that you hate a man of God. Someone has said that a man is not really known by his friends. He is known really by his enemies. And he said that every man ought to make sure that he has the right enemies. The best compliment that could be paid to Micaiah was for Ahab to say, I hate him. And I have always felt that in the Lord's work. And very candidly, I've always prided myself that I have the right enemies. I like the enemies I have. And I tell you why. Because they are not for the Word of God. I've discovered that. And it's well to have the right enemies as well as to have the right friends. And I can truthfully say today, I thank God for my friends. I can also say, I thank God for my enemies. Ahab says, I hate him. And Micaiah had the right enemy. Now, in a day of compromise and peace at any price, this today is the passion of politics and religion, is compromise. And I heard a man introduced. In fact, he was a preacher. And the thing that the Toastmaster said about him, he doesn't have an enemy. God have mercy on him. And you only had to listen to him 3 minutes till you could see why. He's a Mr. Milquetoast and doesn't stand for anything. Now, Micaiah actually was the best friend Ahab ever had. Well, Paul, you remember, could say in Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And so Micaiah's brought in. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And they brought him in. After all, he was very close at hand. Ahab kept him in prison. And so he's brought in, and here's another one of these great dramatic scenes. Verse 10, and the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes, in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. All these 400 prophets are running around all over the place saying, oh, you're to go up against it. And one of them was very dramatic, by the way. He was quite an actor. Verse 11, Zedekiah the son of Kenaanah made him horns of iron, and he said, thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. He's running around with these horns, iron horns, pushing at everybody and saying, this is the way you're going to do it. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. Now, this is the scene. The two kings on the throne, the prophets running around to say, go up and fight. You'll win.